This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, we're enjoying clear skies and warm temperatures. In Tel Aviv, it's a beautiful day to be outside with plenty of sunshine. Jerusalem is also sunny, while in Haifa, the weather remains pleasantly mild. Here are today's headlines. First, in a precise airstrike, the head of the Nukba unit that attacked the Ra'im camp on October 7th has been eliminated. Yahya Saad Muhammad Hamdan was killed by the Air Force in the Gaza Strip, according to Mariv Justin. Also, the head of Hamas's Nukba unit, who raided the Ra'im camp on October 7th, has been eliminated in Gaza. Documentation confirms the death of the terrorist Yahya Saeed Muhammad Hamdan, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, as Iran fades from focus, Turkey emerges as Israel's biggest strategic threat. Netanyahu's opposition to selling F-35s to Ankara highlights the growing conviction in Jerusalem, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Separately, six individuals were killed by the IDF in Gaza. Israel's attempt to assassinate Hamas spokesman Hassem Qassem failed, as he was not in the vehicle when it was struck, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. And finally, four people have been indicted after a southern Israel terror ring was broken up, foiling a mass attack plot. Prosecutors say Segev Shalom residents planned attacks on police and Be'er Sheva central bus station. Ynet reports from the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that the IDF eliminated Yahya Saeed Muhammad Hamdan in an airstrike in southern Gaza. Hamdan had participated in the attack on the Ra'im base. From I24NEWS English, they highlighted the elimination of Yahya Saeed Muhammad Hamdan, the Nukba cell commander who infiltrated the Ra'im military base during the October 7th massacre. And the Israel Defense Forces announced just now that Yahya Saeed Muhammad Hamdan, known for advancing attacks against IDF troops, has been eliminated. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest developments in Gaza. The Air Force's elimination of Yahya Saeed Mohammed Hamdan marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities. Maariv reports that Hamdan recently focused on rebuilding Hamas's strength, making his death a strategic gain for Israel. This strike could alter Hamas's immediate plans in the region. Turning to diplomatic affairs, the Jerusalem Post details how Turkey's emergence as a strategic threat ties to its ambitions in the region. Netanyahu's campaign against F-35 sales to Ankara underscores concerns over Turkey's military capabilities. This development could reshape alliances and military strategies for Israel. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the ongoing conflict in Gaza, where the IDF's operation targeted a vehicle believed to be carrying a senior Hamas figure. Despite the failure to eliminate Hassem Qassem, the strike killed a bodyguard, emphasizing the fluid and volatile nature of the situation in Gaza. This intensifies pressure on Hamas's leadership. On the economic front. First, Maariv Business discusses the property tax reform and the disappearance of a billion shekels from municipal budgets. This reflects ongoing challenges in addressing economic disparities without a clear financial plan. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the recall of a well-known egg brand will not lead to a shortage. The recall was due to high illness and mortality rates among chicks, but consumers can expect stable supply. And finally, Walla Business covers the influx of Thai workers in supermarkets, leading to the dismissal of Israeli employees. This shift highlights the complex dynamics of labor markets and the implications for local employment. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.